Okay. So sift tests through your days basically are the halachos that determine that the Shulchan Aruch tells us what exactly a yid has to do in order to make sure that the pas is pas Yisrael. Meaning, how much does a yid have to mishtatef in the cooking, or simin kuf your days, we're discussing the baking, not the cooking, in order that it should be called pas Yisrael? Because mivur in the Gemara bets him that you don't need the yid to mamish cook everything from the beginning till end. Certain different levels of being mishtatef in the pulas ha'afiyah and bishul is enough. So that's the discussion here, exactly how much the yid has to shtal to make it pas Yisrael. And Maisa is also negiah to Bishul Yisrael. The Maisa, that's part of the Shaila. You know, the three Iker Heterim that the Gemara says, that's on Daf Lamed Ches Beis, the three Iker Heterim are the Etzem Afiyah, to put the dough in the oven to bake, Hasakas HaTanur, to turn on the oven, and Chitu Gecholim, to stoke the coals. So the Maisa, these three Heterim are Etzem brought on Daf Lamed Ches Beis. Really, there the Gemara is discussing the halachas of Bishul Akum. So there's a difficulty because the Sugya Pas Akum is on Daf Lamed Hey. Three daf later, by Bishul Akum, all of a sudden the Gemara wakes up and says that these are three malachas that matter pas. So we spoke a little bit in the first year that really based on this diuk, the tour builds his very mechudish degeshito that really the Sugya Pas Akum on Lamed Hey is linked with cooking. Pas is who owns it, and if the guy owns the pas, then Choloif and Aser. And on Lamed Ches, we're discussing the Shaila of Bishul of cooking foods and cooking pas, which the tour holds is all the same thing. That's how the Torah deals with that ha'ara, this diuk. And the mice, it's not lahalach, we don't pass in the Torah. So what do we do with this diuk, that the heterim of pas, these three heterim are found in Lamed Ches, and the mice, the Gemara singles out pas. So mice like this, we're going to see in Kufyat Gimel, that a lot of the heterim we're learning today, how to be matter pas. So it's Machlokes Yishayin, Machlokes Mechaber Amah. Shitas Mechaber is that a lot of these heterim do not apply to Bishul. And that's his diuk. Because the Gemara in the Sugya Bishul Akum said heterim, but it said heterim dafk by pas. Okay, lahalach, we pass in like the Ramah. Kemat, all of the heterim we find by pas do apply to Bishul. And so you have to say that the Gemara that said dafka by pas could be because pas was a bigger chiddush. We saw at Sadr Rishen that pas is more chasnus. Al Kopanim, that's what's mefurish over here, is that these three heterim are mefurish in the Gemara, and these three heterim, less amount of polig, at least by pas, that they matter, turning on the oven, putting the pas in the oven, and stoking the coals. Now, already in Sittes, after the Mechaber brings these three heterim, so then the Mechaber adds that not only these three things, but afilu loizarek ala eitz echod l'toichatan or hitter kalapas, even just throwing in one eitz. Now this eitz is, eitz echod is Lashon HaRambam, l'maisa it means a kisim, it means even just a small twig or a little branch, k'mavur in the hemshech of the Mechaber, he says kisim, and l'maisa the Beis Yosef is mefurish, this is really passing like the Rambam. What's the Rambam shita? So Rambam says, that l'maisa, what's the whole idea of chitu b'gecholim? The whole concept is just a heker. That you have to make a heker that pas hakam zasser, and you have to make a heker that you can't eat from a regular passable guy. So mele, just doing anything, any hosafa shal mashahu is enough, even though l'chayra it's not going to really be moisif anything at least significant or nicker in the afiyasa pas. That cheetahs harambam. And this already, this chelik of the mechaber is already a chiddush, this is already machlok tishenim, taisus and daf lamed ches, and the rosh. So they say that's mashma in the Gemara attack on daf lamed hey by Bishul. It's mashma over there that you have to episode do some kind of kiyur of Bishul, and with just hosafas kisim, just throwing in a twig, that's not going to help anything. So that's the shaila: is the heter based on really being moisef Bishul, or is it based on a heker? And that's machlokes Yishayin. The halacha over here by pass, at least the mechaber's paskining that we pask in the Rambam that even a kisim ba'alma works, and the mechaber speaks out the lamdas as well. Right, she'ein hadavar el yoyz heker shapas shel hen asur. You're not really going to do anything. You're not really going to be moisif anything to the pas. But lemaisa, you're making a heker, and that's enough. Okay, so being that is halach lemaisa, that we pass in that it's enough to throw in a kisim, to just throw in a twig. So there's a shayla that was nesayrer already in the unzer adar, the previous number of years or decades, and that is that, you know, in the ma'arachos hakashrus, in the way that the factories work, bizman hazeh, sometimes it's exceedingly difficult to have mashgiach there to constantly turn on the fire every morning. Things are in far-flung places, it's difficult with the big machinery, v'chule. So one of the eitzes that some came up with was that lamaisa, either they already have some kind of a light bulb, or you can install a light bulb in these huge industrial ovens, install a light bulb. Now, an incandescent bulb, as we know, gives off some heat, not much, but some heat. Will it really aid in the Bishul? Will it be cooked faster? Not really. But So this is like a famous thing. They're behind him in from the star case. So he was machadish that l'chayra that helps because the mice you're making a hacker, the mice you're turning on a light bulb. So l'chayra it's no loygara from hashlachas kisim. And immediately put in a light bulb, flick it on, come back 6 months later, as long as whatever, as long as the light bulb will last, and that will be the time the this halacha of mechaber of hashlachas kisim, and all the matter, all the pass, it's all passes through.
A lot of ovens have a light inside anyway.
Right. Oh. So that really, the Iker was one of the main tainas they had in Rabbi Heinemann. This is why this Chiddush was, them is not Niskabel. Because L'chayr, the whole heter is, we're making a hecker. So maybe if you're flicking on the standard average light, maybe even it looks a little different, but Sacha call it a light bulb. So Mimela, there's no hecker, and that's not a kiyum of the hecker of Chazal. What's that?
Is it also halakas ar, or just keeping this light bulb?
What do you mean? It provides light. That's the question. I mean, Hashlachas Kisim is not necessarily Mitaris Chito. It could also be it's being Mishtatif in the fire. That was the what's that? Again, you're doing a Maisa to be Mishtatif in the Bishul. This fire is a Goyish fire. I have to Shtel too. Even though you really often M is not going to add anything to the past, but Maisa you're Shteling too. So B'chiyai Gavno, it's enough. What's that? That's what I'm saying. So throwing in the wood means you're stalling suit to this fire for no other reason other than there's a problem called Pasakam. You're just making a hecker that I can't eat from Pasakam. Ashenki turning on the light, the taina, I think the basic taina was that people turn on lights just because they want to have light in the oven. So a light bulb, there's no hecker that you're doing it. Laman to Mufkia. What's that?
There's no switch.
Sometimes there are. Sometimes there are. Since there aren't, the question is how much of hecker. So this was the discussion.
Well, you're saying better. You're saying if it goes on before
lights
the fire, so then that's lighting the oven. That's lighting the fire in the oven. Forget about hecker. That's lighting the fire.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Okay, we're gonna see that. Really, in a way, that was Belsky's fire. That it's worse. Lemaisa, their taina is that it's not a hecker. Even if you're lighting, whether it's mitaras chiter or hadlakas ha'esh, tachas lemaisa, the food is not cooking from this light bulb. And this light bulb doesn't seem to anyone, to most people at first glance, doesn't seem like anything but just to provide light. Okay, so 1 second. So, what was their Eitzah? Lemaisa, they also say that when they asked Rabbi Yashiv the Shaila, he said that this hacker of Hashlachas Kisim is Dafka Kamosh Matzin, that's B'makom Ha'esh. But if you have, like, whatever Marechet, however this oven or industrial thing works, and you have a light bulb over on the side, that's what they say Rabbi Yashiv, it didn't work. So Lemaisa, they got smart, and they improved on this shtick. What's the improvement? So one of two things, really. They have this thing called a glow plug, which is basically like, the way I saw it described, is like basically an electronic coal, like a little red-hot apparatus that turns red-hot like a coal, and they install it. And now this thing is not used for light, and its taka gets even much hotter than incandescent bulb, and the purpose is for heat and provides heat. Again, it's probably not going to be meisif, anything significant to these huge industrial ovens, but the meisif, it's for cooking, and it's l'shem meat, and I heard b'shem Diane Fisher that was a sakpad. As long as you have something that's specially made for cooking and not for light, that's already will be enough. And they installed this thing seemingly somewhat more in the area where the gas is, where the range is, where the actual fire is, maybe to be yotzei what Rabbi Yashiv was tying, that you see it has to be the makam of the ish. They installed it in that place. And ubi yotzei, what they subsequently did even better than the glow plug they tying is that, let's say, you know, have these huge ovens, which you have huge gas ranges with 20, 30, 50, whether it's electric coils, whether it's gas fires, and they would install one of them, or, you know, be metak in one of them, that one of them the yid could turn on. You know, one of the pilot lights, one of the ranges, one of these little gas flames, you could turn it on, that one will stay on. So it's part of the age, it's the makam age, it's really metak involved in the cooking, it might be only a small percentage, but that should be loigara already from Hashlachas Kisim. So Lemaisa, what they say over is that Rebelsky wasn't even makabel this, and really he tainted that this far as hakeret. He said that, now this is a chiddush, but he tainted that the whole heter Hashlachas Kisim, you only find when you have the fire of the guy, and you go and you shtel tzu to the fire. But to make a heker of Hashlachas Kisim beforehand, and then the guy goes and turns on the fire, because that's what's happening. What's the point? What do you mean, my viach here, that you turn it on, and then the guy can turn on or off the oven for, you know, the next chesnish, months or year. So says Rebelsky, no, that this heter is only like we find in the Chazal, that you have to shtel tzu to the goy's fire. But if you go and you light a little match or a little glow plug or a little whatever, and then the goy goes and adds on afterwards, so that is not a kiyum of this heter. Now, Maisa, we saw in Sefyur over here, it's not so pashut. Sefyur is mavur, that there is such a heter that if the oven was lit in a kosher way, and then it goes out, but the heat, the residual heat remains for the next lighting of the oven, so that is a kiyum of this heter of kisim. So l'chari, you have to say that, you know, Rebelsky held that was more, no, more became part of the actual cooking. It was really part of the heat of the oven itself. Mashenkin here, it's still only Mitaris Hecker. I'll call upon him. What's that?
Oh.
To turn the whole thing on.
To turn this heating thing on every day.
Oh, okay, so let's get the timers. Once we're dealing with timers, just turn the whole thing on with the timer. Okay, so we're going to get to that. So Maisa, it's interesting, the OU, which often has different kulas, so here, because Rebelski's Hakpadus, they're officially machmer on this issue, and they don't allow these little kavua dika heating elements or lights or fires, and they require that something be lit. And in terms of timers, so we'll see in terms of these eights. So where does the issue of timers come in? So the Ramah is Maisa over here, that when he's talking about being mechate or adding to the fire, so Ramah brings him to the Maharil. He says, "Im nafach be'esh hevi kechitoy." Blowing on the fire is also okay. So yeah, why not? And then he says, if you look in the Maharil, could be that's all he was saying. The Shoyal there asked him, "What about Nefecha?" And the Maharil said, "Yeah, why not?" Lamaisa, the problem is that the Maharil goes on, and he brings a shtekel raya, and he says that we know the halacha is that by tzreiros, he brings the Gemara Baba Kama, the Goyim brings it over here, that tzreiros are. That Neficha, Tzoriris have a din, are only chayav because they're koichai, and the Gemara says that Neficha, blowing, is also as a din of Tzoriris. So you see that it's mamish koichai kegufa, it's mamish kegufa, says the Maharil. So Mimele, it's about okay. So Chayro, so it's not clear what the Maharil wanted over here. Kobi was just Laravcha de Milsa, and he was just being Moise, and it's good, it's a Maharil, we know the Gemara Baba Kam. Emma says, maybe you don't really need an Emma, koichai kegufa. But Lamaisa, if you are Medaik in the Maharil, that you need a koichai kegufa, so this could create for us some interesting chumras. And Lamashal, this was another Eitzah they had in terms of Shabbos clocks. Either, like you're saying, to put on, either the little glow plug, or better than that, they made Eitzahs that, the Yid could come, put on a timer, and, most factories are pretty kavua, they know exactly when everything needs to be turned on and turned off. The Yid could set up the timer, put it on, and it'll go on for the next 10 years. And mainly, each thing is coming from the Hadlaka of the Yisrael, because he's the one who set up the timer. So, the Paiskim handled that L'chaira, it's telling this Maharil. Because if Maharil is saying you need mamish koichai kegufay, obviously a time clock, a Shabbos clock, is not going to be a kiyum of koichai kegufay, it's koich sheni, it's grama, something along those lines. So it's interesting. So Michas Yitzchak has a tshuva in Dalet Chav Ches, and he says that it's beseder. Now, the Maaseh of Michas Yitzchak says like this, he says it's beseder, because if you look at the Daki Tshuva says not just blowing with your mouth is okay, but also a mafach, also to use one of these devices that pumps the air to light up fire, that's also okay. So you see, you don't need koichai, says Minchas Yitzchak. So Maisa Tzapela, if you look, L'chayra, the Minchas Yitzchak was just reading from the Daki Tshuva. I'm saying, if you look in the Maharil itself, Maharil himself is mavur that this mafoch is okay. And Maharil is mavur that is koichai, and that's even more pasha than Neficha. So L'chayra, it's pasha, there's no raya from there, to be mekel. So that's Shtekel Tzarechin. Maisa in Shevet Alevi, he has a Tshuva, he's mekel, Shtekel Mitzarech, he has a chilek. In Chilek Tesk, Kof Samach Dalet, so Shevet Alevi says like this, that also not so clear to me what he means. He says that the only reason we had to come out to koichai because by neficha, it's not when you're blowing, just blowing air, it's avir ba'almo, it's like nothing. So there, you have to come out to koichai. But everywhere else, when you're doing something more than just avir ba'almo, it could be it's enough even if it's not koichai. Okay, my high that there should be a chiluk koichai, not koichai. I'm not sure. I spoke to Rav Asher Weiss about this. He wrote a letter about this in one of these svarim. Someone wrote a sefer called Shulchan Malachim. He wrote a letter to them. So he taino that the chilek is pashut. That could be that even if Maharil is requiring koichai, that's only when you're pashut adding to the fire, when you're being mishtatef, when you're doing a little bit of a chitoy. But if you're stelling avek the whole fire, you're the one starting the whole fire. Without you, there's no nothing. You're the one turning it on. Al yedei time clock. So maybe over there, then there's no requirement of koichai gufay. And this is, he was noted to say, really, that if you read the Maharil, it a little bit sounds like this, the whole thing was l'ravcha de milsa. There's no special tanai b'emes, anyway, of koich sheni, of koich rishon, that has to be koich gufay. But even if there is, yesh l'chalik, that when you're starting the whole fire, that's enough, and that would be a svarat l'hakal with the time clocks. Tachas ha-maiso, I believe that, even the Michas Yitzchak, I don't know what the Bedatz does, but I believe that this heter is not used to light things with time clocks, and that was, Rosh Hashanah time also, that for a whole marechas of kashers that were being semich for rabbim, for a dover kavua, it's not kedai to be semich on things, b'li hachreichim, that have sveikas, so maybe it's kedai not to be semich on such a thing. And this is, even without getting into time clocks and timers that have delayed reaction, the MS is, we shtickle, might have to come on to these heterim anyway. And it's just an interesting thing that in a lot of the industrial cooking that goes on in the world, so the way they do it now is that they don't cook with actual fire, but rather they have like a little system that creates steam, these big cauldrons of water that boil up steam, and the steam is piped throughout one factory or even 10 factories in one area, and it goes into these pots that are basically surrounded by coils of steam jackets, whatever, and that cooks the food. So Lamaisa, this apparatus, this thing, so they have the Yid, very simple, the Yid will go and flick it on, and the Yid will turn on The yid will turn on the steam, you know, this big, huge steam machine, and great. Mice, when you turn on the steam machine, so supposedly it takes a good, you know, 15, 20 minutes till it sucks out the air, makes a vacuum, does a few security checks, and then ultimately, you know, in some kind of kayach, turns on the actual, the boiler that starts the steam. And belavachi, they tainted that, you know, even if it went very quickly, the mice, you're turning on the fire to cook the water, but the water's not what's cooking the food. The water is creating the steam, and the steam is going around the pipes, and that's cooking. So everything here is a bit removed. What's that? So Yish Ladon, so they say, B'Shem Rubelsky, that he tainted that it is, because really the steam is really just the heat of the fire, it's the heat of the water. In Chanami. What's that? You mean La'eser B'chal, you're saying. In Chanami, it's another Shaila, but assuming that we're going to have a problem with steam, right, in Chanami. We're going to see that in Kuf Yud Gimel, that's a whole Shaila, that's B'Ketziruf also. What's that? So there's a question: what the pilot light? We're going to see. There's different types of pilot lights. Meaning, if the pilot light is something that is not aiding in the cooking, just they take from that to light the other fires. That's a heter of esh me'esh. We're going to see in Kuf Yud Gimel, they're not matter. But again, sometimes these pilot lights are really part of the actual cooking apparatus. And then we said, then you have this shaylov when you have a small light that the yid lit and it's kavu over there. So it could be that's better. That's really a chelik of that's a chelik of the fire. So the OU is machmer even over there. So I'm just saying b'chol oifin that these steam systems, these marachot kitur. So lemaisa, elchar there's a big svar to say, you know, the whole trial of koyach koychay and koyach sheni is that, you know, you could have done more, but like these systems, this is the only way to do it. The only way to do it is to turn it on. What? No, the problem with the goyim valve is like this: that if this heating up the steam is not your bishul. It's just called koyach koyach, and that's not called you. We're being some kind of hetir that you did the hasaka, you turned on kiul the fire, and the guy put in the food. The guy's doing the real bishul over here. Let's say pass. You know, we're saying for Ashkenazim, we're saying for bishul also. The guy's the one who put the food into the pot, and we're being some kind of the fact that you turned on the fire. It's a yiddish fire. So if you're the mariel, the shaila is might not be yiddish fire. Oh, so this is the shaila. The shaila. Do we have a diak from the mariel? Yes or no? Does the mariel mean it? Do we really need koyach kegufay? And especially here, there's an added svar that here you're doing the best you could do, right? This is the way the whole thing works. It's like no one could do better than you. It's not like you're being makel. This is how the whole thing works. So lemaisa, they're shaila chanet. Lemaisa, these marachot kitor have all kinds of mayudik shailos. It's time of kashrus because you know these plants, and if you have one yiddish company. Next to that is a factory cooking pork rinds. The same steam is going throughout the whole thing, going around in a big cycle. And the mail of the shayla's oblius from the treif to the kasher. It's very interesting shayla's. But derech klal, I think what they do is they put in they insert to the pipes of the steam at the where the steam comes in. They put a little davar ha-poigim. They put some kind of chomer that's poigim the tam. It's poigim the steam. And mail is no problem of Machal Sasur, Stam of Bliya Sasur. Before Pesach, I was by Rav Asher Weiss, and they came from the army. In the army, in the Israeli army, they used these systems of steaming systems. They had a shayla of kashering the kitchens for Pesach. And the problem was that the water that had already been through the Ma'arechet for Chametz naturally would remain for Pesach. So the question is, could they remove it? Could they be Poigim? They had a shayla if they could they use the Dover HaPoigim that's going to be Poisal Me'achilas Adam, but not Achilas Behema. Because it seems that the stuff that was poisel from Achilas Adam was very cheap, but the stuff to be poisel even for Achilas Behema, you had to get especially sure because they're afraid you're poisoning the water, and it was 3,000 shekel for a liter of it. So they were handling these are some of the different shayos that Agav come up with these steaming systems. Okay, so Al Kapanim over there will make, but to go and start making time clocks and to start making things that will just be in motion for months and years, so that l'chayra they're not semichan and l'chayra yesh makom ladon that would be a problem. So mice, even for semichan these things, it's just the stam ha'ara that the mashkichim, what do? So they send the mashkichim to all these different whatever restaurants, stores, factories, and they tell them that every once in a while you have to go stoke the coals. There's no coals, they're not stoking. So what do? They turn up the thermostat. If it's on 300, they put it to 400. So there you have to be careful you're doing something. Because if you put a thermostat from 300 to 400, they don't want to leave it there because it'll burn. They put it right back down. Shemamish did nothing because derech klal, when you put from 300 to 400, all it does is it keeps it on for longer. So if you put it up and you let it actually get hotter, okay, so then we'll say, even though it's koyach koyach, it's the best you could do, whatever. But if you just put it up for a second to 400 and put it right back down, it's mamish garnish katan. Because it didn't do anything. All putting it up higher sometimes is to leave it to stay on longer. Okay, unless it was off already. If you chop it when the fire's off, so doing that will make the fire go on. Or if it creates an additional flame to go on, an additional burner to be lit. And a chanami, but something to be aware of. Fine. So this is all different shilos with the Kayach Kaychai and Kayach Sheni. So another kunst they have is that you know they're far away, these factories of Chfeis Vos in China or some far flung places. So in the mail, what they want to do is be attacking a thing that through the telephone or through the internet, through some kind of communications device, to turn on the fire from there. And they could even program it in a way and, you know, make it in a way that it's impossible to turn on this fire from the place itself, so that the goyim over there can't turn on the fire even if they wanted, and the mashgichim could come check that, and they could set up the system where you press a button, you know, on your computer, and then you call a number, press the buttons, and it turns it on. So here, Batsim, in a way, it's much better, because there's no kayach kayach. I mean, it's just as good as pressing a button on an oven, which is also some kind of, you know, electronic device, and happens miyad. So, okay, here also, there were people in the Mafakfik that, maybe the heter is that the yid has to be there, he has to shtal through, he has to be, you know, physically there. Not really, no real hechrich for that. Some tiny that would be like a grumma, that's like esh me esh. Different pikpukim, but l'chayra is much better than the time clocks, much better than these other delayed reaction etzes, is we could do it directly. What's that? If there's no chance you could turn it on, and by the yid pressing the button, imamish turns it on directly, l'chayra helps. Okay, so now Sif Yud, you see these big kulas, the Mechaber brings this kula that even if you helped out the fire one time, then the fire went out, and then the guy lit the fire again in the oven, and that second fire you didn't do anything to, but since the heat of the first fire made the second fire, that's enough. And the Rama says even if this could go on, you know, they could keep turning it off and relighting it, as long as the oven didn't go 24 hours without fire, your epis can have some of the heat from the Yiddish, from what the Yid shtelt to the first Hasaka, to the first fire, and that will remain on and on. Dr. Tshuva tries to limit it to maybe just a week, not clear. Now, the mice like this, our ovens, the mice cool off very quickly. As much as this is a cooler, you have to have the cooler, which is that you have to have some heat maintained in the oven. So, how hot? That's the question. So, they say b'shem Rishon Zalman that he told some of the kashrus in America, maybe OU, that it has to be hot enough to cook. So, mice, that's very b'chiddush, because it doesn't say that anywhere. In the place given, the mashmos is the whole heter is basically, look at the Mordechai over there, basically is bringing, it's based on a hecker. So a hecker means as long as it's some kind of substantial heat. Right, we're not going chol memus over here. Right, here's even when there was no chalim, it was just the heat alone. But the pashas, you don't need enough to cook. And lemaisa, it seems that they are taka saimich lekula, that you don't need enough heat to cook. Now lemaisa, this kula bechal sif yud. So the Ramah knows that everyone was taken aback by this kula. So he says, Yesh lismaich al zeh. You should be semich on this. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chacham Sadam, they say not to be semich on this. Big kulas, only be big shas at chak. You shouldn't really be semich. Okay, so we think we could stay away from it. The emes is very difficult in any restaurant or many industrial situations to avoid this kula. Why? Because the problem is like this, that our ovens work on thermostats. So the yid goes and it turns it on, goes on to 300, and then the thing turns off. And then it relights by itself. So the fire goes off, it relights by itself, then the guy comes and puts the food on. Okay, so again, maybe we'll say this is also like some kind of kayach sheni, grum or something, but the mice of the fire turned off and it turns back on its own. So the mice, there's a chayr tzad to say, you don't have bishlo yisrael, you don't have the hasaka of the yid. But the mice, you're going to have the heat that remains from the hasaka of the yid. So the chayr, that would be an etzo. Yeah, l'chayr, it'll even be hot enough to cook. They say a bigger problem is that there's a type of oven that's called a convection oven, and there's an oven with some kind of fan to distribute the heat. And for different reasons, when you open, so the way they wire these things, when you open the door of a convection oven, the whole thing turns off. And then when you close it, it turns back on. Meaning the door is rigged to be connected to the switch. So it shouldn't blow in your face or something. So mice here is a much bigger problem. Yeah, the mashkiach comes in the morning, turns on the thing, and the guy's putting in the past the cookies the whole day. But every time the guy opens the door and puts in a tray of cookies, so that's it. He turned off the fire and he turned it back on. So it's mamish hasak of a guy. So here it's mamish hasak of a guy. But again, you're going to have the heter of the Ramah, that the heat from the first hasaka is going to remain for the second hasaka. The mice, they point out that, you know, since these ovens cool off so quickly, if the guy opens the door of the oven, he's put in five trays. So it's a problem, because he has to go get from the freezer, whatever it is. But lemais, if he keeps it open for 10-20 minutes, it could really cool off. So the etzah they say is, if the mashgiach is there, he could just intermittently, every 20 minutes, open the door and close the door. So he's relighting on his own. You don't have to wait and watch and make sure the guy, every time he opens, just come every once a, whatever, however so often. You have to determine how long it takes to cook these cookies, and, you know, in a shorter time span than that, come and open the door and reclose it.
This heter might be beneficial also, or it's only the
class? This heter, yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. Yeah, l'chayra should also work for Bishol for if he there, we'll see. So, Marshall, Meister Shahaya, yeah? Erev Shabbos, you know, we're going on Bishol now. So, Erev Shabbos, someone puts up his cholent on the crack pot, and the Yozeret is cleaning, and she wants to clean the counter over there. So, she unplugs the cholent, cleans, goes, and plugs it back in. So, who did the Bishol now? The guy. So again, if it was Michael Ben Josiah ready, if it was a third cooked, we'll see, we'll make all, that's ready enough, that's Yiddish for cooking. But let's say it wasn't. Let's say it was just started to get cooked. So the guy to ask it up your cholent. So the thing is like this. Again, so there are many different interesting shaylas about, different tsiyufim about the shayla. The lamaisa, again, if a crock pot was boiling hot, it just started cooking, not Michael Ben Josiah, so it's not Bishol, and then the guy took it out and the guy put it back in. So the guy did the ikar cooking, but lamaisa, again, the heat of the crock pot was done by Yid, and that aided in the cooking, and that would be a reason with why there's makom hakol. Mice, there's other discussions over there. That's Beis Yisrael, Bishol Akum, Beis Yisrael is a shayla. Okay, we're going to leave this for Kufyud Gimel. There's a whole discussion of Eilah Shulchan Malachim. You know, is cholent to Eilah Shulchan Malachim? It depends on the type of cholent, maybe not. It's a very interesting shayla. We'll have to see in Kufyud Gimel. Okay. One last shayla over here, and that's in Sif Yud Aleph is about selling and reselling. It's not so negated to us because we don't resell our bread to Goyim and to buy from Goyim. But Sif Yud Beis is taka negated. What's Sif Yud Beis? Sif Yud Beis says that so be'ez eifen she'iyah, whatever type of chitoy and kisim and time clocks and glow plugs, whatever you're going to use, you have to be mishtatif. So the question is, at what point is it too late? So the Mechaber says, even if the Goyim makes it edible, and it's karmu pnei apas, and it's really getting there. You know, it's, I don't know, not clear if it's fully cooked. Kol's mancha past tzarech latanur, it still needs tzarech latanur. Umashbiach ba'afi yosei, it's still, then it's okay. The Yesh Mishayim in the Ramah says, even if it was taken out of the oven, you can put it back in. So it's not 100% clear, a little bit, you can say from the Mechaber, this heter is what the Mechaber needs to say here, that it wasn't 100% cooked. It didn't get to Gemar Bishulay. Or even if it got to Gemar Bishulay, but it's mitstamik v'yofalay. And it's fully cooked. It's fully edible, fully cooked. It doesn't need any more cooking. But it's more gishmak if you cook it more. So it's not so clear from the lashon of the Mechaber, right? Tzarech l'taner is mashmi. You need it. Mashbiach b'afiyosay, mashmi mitstamik's enough. So l'maisa, the pre-chadash, aruch ha-shulchan, they bring in isav heter. The isav heter does have a lashon that the heter is because it's still Gemar Bishulay. So they, sometimes there's a bit of a diak there. It has to still be finishing the bishul. But lamaisa the isvahetah, if you look in the hemshach, really he says lafuke that if you're just putting it in to heat it up, how should they get it hot? Because the isvahetah says if putting it in to heat it up is a heter, then we just lost the whole isser pasakum bishlakum because you could heat up anything. You know, you can fix the whole isser. Never is there an isser muchlut, so that can't be. So from the hemshach of the isvahetah, it's mashma that's what he's coming lafuke, just heating it up. But anything that's really adding an etzem geshmak to the food that's been stamik yofale should be okay. And Lamaisa, that's what they bring Mefurish in the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis, that he says, Mestamik Yofalay is enough. And the place can bring this, many places can bring this to Halacha, Karmayim Chaim, in Kuf Yud Gimel over here, the Avni Nezer in Simon Kuf, Marsham and Das Teir over here, in Kuf Yud Gimel by Bishlakim, Lamaisa, in Shevet Levi has a tshuva, Beis Memhei, and he Taka says, he's makel for this kul even by Bishlakim, even if it's fully cooked, Mashal, this Cholent Shaila. So let's say you would have chopped it before Shabbos. And you see, but it's ready, fully cooked. So as long as the yid would unplug it or raise it or give it a good mix, whatever it is, since that adds a mitzvah v'yofaloi, that already is enough. Okay, yishladim, that's enough. Nechanam, nechanam, yishladim. Could be you need something more nicker. Okay, could be maybe it's telling what we discussed before. So it just comes out from here something interesting. Kula is that if someone's makben a pas palter, could you buy pas palter, Arnold's bread, bring it home, put it in the toaster oven, or in the toaster, whatever. So l'charetz m'stam v'yofale. So l'charetz a heter. So it's pas Yisrael now, it's m'stam v'yofale. What? Oh, so Rav Moshe holds, by Tfilas Kalin, Rav Moshe holds the toaster doesn't need Tfilas Kalin, because he held that, just yibush ha-pas, you know, just drawing it out, that's not a necessary thing. But Emes, if you look there in Rav Moshe, I think the nekuda there is that it's not something necessary. Rav Moshe held it had to be, he has rayas that by Tfilas Kalin you need something that's hechrechi, something you need. Hashem can hear it. Stop. It's a gishmak thing. But but Hashem can inyan pass akam. It could be gishmak is enough. What's that?
Water.
Yeah, it's up there. Cooked water.
You need.
Sometimes you do. I mean, for certain dishes, certain things, you need. Okay, Elmai, for certain times, you need toast. Okay, Yishlodin, Enechanami. Maybe it is a tushta. But what I just want to say is that Oshikhen or Shalom, but what is clear is that they have these things, Lenders bagels, is that what they're called? The frozen bagels, buy in the supermarket. Yeah, so those, I think they're edible. You can just defrost them and eat them. But Maisa, there's a whole different kishmak. You know, that's what they're intended, like instruction on the package. Put in the toaster, put in the toaster oven, comes out the ganza new, you know, gishmak, mitzvah yafloi. English muffins, you know, English muffins also, you can eat them raw, but like, you know, come on, you're missing the whole point. You can eat them raw. You have to toast them. And that is, I think, you know, muskum lakol, and it adds mamish, so it's like a whole new darga of mitzvah yafloi. So l'chayre b'chiyagavna, yes, l'fidus mechaber, utaka bein eitz. Okay, toast yishladen, but certainly these types of frozen bagels and these types of English muffins, that it's everyone is, you know, everyone recognizes the fact that it adds a whole new dimension of gishmak to the food. So l'chayre, that would give it a heter pasisro.